try. Let's see if we can take our last caller. We don't like to leave our callers hanging once they get in. We had a flood of calls there in this last half hour. Let's bring David into the conversation and see what David's up to.
Hey, well, thanks. As a matter of fact, I wanted to thank you for doing the interview with the chimney sweep. I've known people that have had explosions from the tar buildup in in chimneys. And, yeah, if you're using cheap wood or, I guess, eucalyptus, if you're burning pine, burning 2x4s, boy, that stuff will build up in there.
It can.
Yeah, I was more interested, though, in architectural standards. If you used to be able to buy a roof with a 20-year warranty on it, now that, global warming is creating hotter and hotter summers, I'm calling you from over in California, and the Central Valley, I'm trying to remember if it was June or July, they never had a day that was below 97 degrees.
Man.
And so the roofs were just getting baked. And I'm betting that hardly any 20-year warranties are going to, hardly any roofs are going to be able to live up to a 20-year warranty. Are architectural standards changing? Are the roofing companies changing the quality of tiles to be able to keep up with the hotter norm?
Well, David, they've really gone through quite a bit of improvement over the last, 20 years. Whereas a three-tab asphalt shingle, was good for basically a 20 or 25-year. Then we started impregnating them with fiberglass shorts and basically building them out of fiberglass, and we can get those with any amount of buildup at all up to a 40-year roof. I don't know that how much of that was driven by global warming as it was just for demand of a better-looking roof shingle, asphalt shingle. And the way to do that was just build up the depth to it so it would add some shadow lines and create more of an architectural interest. Now, do you live in Arizona or do you live in California?
No, I'm calling you from California. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, with things like, every once in a while they'll have you remember people used to do shake shingles on their houses?
Sure.
And up near Oakland, they had a famous fire about 25 years ago that had the neighborhood was surrounded by eucalyptus, and many of the houses had shake roofs and siding. And so that whole neighborhood burned up because of the hot ashes, and eucalyptus will create like fireballs that'll travel. When they hit a knot in the wood, they can throw a glob of hot tar, flaming tar, basically 90 feet, I think they say.
Yeah.
And those landed on those roofs, burned down a whole neighborhood. And I'm wondering, like you're talking about the fiberglass built into the shingles, would those be more fireproof with fiberglass on them?
I think there are standards you can buy fire retardant or resistant. None of them are going to tell you they're fireproof, that's for sure, unless you go to a concrete or a metal roof. So, David, I appreciate you listening from California. I'm actually going to be spending Halloween weekend in Lone Pine, California, at the base of Mount Whitney. So, one of my favorite little places in the, what do they call it? Golden Bear State? You don't know.
I'm sorry.
I don't know with any confidence. I just know they have a bear on their flag.
They'll soon be coming to the Grand Canyon State the stats are right
now. Right.
Yeah, that's true. It's the number one state for Arizona immigrants, for sure. They're sending more people to Arizona than any other single state in the union. So welcome to you all. Well, David, that was kind of cool. I think the farthest we've ever taken a call from, I still remember it. It was Essex Junction, Vermont.
I got a call from...
I don't remember what the question was, but I just remember they called from Essex Junction, Vermont.
I got a call from Bogota, Florida this week about wanting to know about a product made in Mesa. So Okay. I was able to help him. What do you know?
All right. Well, that's what we do. We take our Arizona building experience that we've been accumulating since about 1972, our broadcasting experience that we've been accumulating since about 1988, and we try and put all of that to work for you. It's not unusual at all for us to get a call from a homeowner in another part of the country and say, Rosie, do you happen to know a remodeler in Nashville, or do you happen to know a remodeler in Cincinnati? And the chances are pretty good. I do. So the referral network has actually spawned from coast to coast. Hey, we're here every week to answer your calls here at Rosie on the House. The website's there constantly. Go to it. It's a free resource. It's like an encyclopedia of Arizona homeownership, and it is the number one contractor referral network in the state. Y'all have a blessed week.